the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today, as we have a great old song for you today, and we are continuing with our very important study of Bible doctrine, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today, Dr. Green looks at the subtopic of what happens after the millennium, the lake of fire. And he'll continue that tomorrow also, so stay tuned. But right now, let's hear that beautiful song, Wonderful Story of Love. What more important story than the story of Jesus? Enjoy the music and then Dr. Green.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Have your Bibles open at Revelation chapter 20, and after I pray, we'll continue studying concerning what will happen immediately after the 1,000 years reign or the millennium. Now, on the last broadcast, I discussed the battle of Gog and Magog. Now, some time ago, I discussed with you on one day, and I pointed out to you that this is not the battle recorded in Ezekiel. This is another battle. If you'll compare the two battles, Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38, 39 in there, and then compare the battle that is this battle here with that battle in Ezekiel, you'll see clearly that they're not one and the same. We will continue after I pray. Lead us, our Father, today as we open thy word and as we study thy word, may thy will be done. And may souls be born again, may Christians be enlightened and strengthened in the inner man. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen. On the last broadcast, I read through verse 9. The armies of Gog compassed the camp of the saints and the beloved city, which of course is Jerusalem. And for a moment, it seemed that Satan would win the victory, but remember in Genesis 3:15, God promised the seed of the woman will bruise or crush the seed of the serpent, the head of the serpent rather. And so here, fire comes down from God out of heaven. Now this is in the future. John saw it in the spirit It will occur literally. Fire will come down out of heaven from God and devour the armies, as you wish to state it, of Gog and Magog. Now today, verse 10, and I suppose you could not, no minister could exhaust what is in the truth, the doctrine, the scriptural doctrine, and the Bible doctrine in verse 10. I don't suppose we could exhaust it if I should speak on this verse every day for a month. Listen to it. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, look at that verse of scripture. There's the devil, the deceiver, the lake of fire. It tells us there is brimstone. The beast and the false prophet are there. And the eternal damnation that awaits the wicked, day and night, forever and ever. Now, I'm just going to hit the high places today. We may finish the verse and move on. We may not. All right, so at the end of the battle, that is the battle of Gog, here, Satan, the devil, who will be the commander-in-chief or the general of the army. Now, Jesus Christ will lead his army, and Satan will lead the army of Gog. And so when the battle is over, and when God has cremated the bodies, and the spirits of these will go into hell. Now, this army is made up of the people who were born in the millennium, and there is no way to number them as the sand of the sea. Now, you'll find that in verse 8. The number of the army was not 200,000 or 200 million, as we read back in Revelation 9, but the army here is not numbered. There is no number, just it simply states as the sand of the sea. Now, if you've ever been to the sea, and if you've ever walked up and down the beach, and if you have observed the sand there, then you might, if you'll just let your mind run completely wild, you might even be able to think in terms of the multi-millions of soldiers in that army. Now, their bodies will be cremated, their spirits will go into hell. Now, when the battle is over, and it'll be over in the twinkling of an eye, in a flash, you see, man thought he had really done something when he split the atom, when he manufactured the first atomic bomb, which was just a firecracker, compared to what they have now, the hydrogen bomb, and the missiles and so forth that they explode today. That first one that was dropped on Hiroshima, it was just a tiny little firecracker compared to what they have today. And man really thought he had done something, and really he did. It is unbelievable. But God will simply speak the word. God does not need any airplanes. He doesn't need any bombers. He doesn't need any bombs. He does not need anything. All God need do is speak the word. You believe that, preacher? I do. I do. I believe that. God could speak one word and the whole earth would go up in smoke. And one day it will melt. We studied about that. It will melt with fervent heat. The world and the works will be burned. But here, God simply speaks the word, and the army that is completely circling all around, that is on every side, compassed the city, the beloved city, compassed the capital city. They are completely circled by the enemy, and God sends down a consuming fire and cremates or burns to ashes the bodies. And the spirits, along with the devil, will be put into they'll go into hell and then the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, the devil's already been judged. He don't have to be judged. He has already been judged. But the wicked will be judged, as you'll find clearly stated in verses 11 through 15 in chapter 20, the chapter we're in right now. All right, now let's move back to our verse 10. And the devil that deceived them. You see, he goes through the earth. He goes through the earth and he puts to the test all who are born. They will be born and there will be millions in the millennium. Men will live to be 8, 9, 950, 975, 980, 985 years old. Men will live to be old. And think of the children that will be born during 1,000 years when men live again as they did before the curse. You see, the curse will be lifted in the millennium. There will be no curse. There will be no thorns. There will be no thistles. There will be no curse on the earth. And men will live again to be hundreds of years old. All right. So the devil goes up and down the earth and he leads astray. He deceives the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog. All right. Now, when he finishes his work, and it will be over then, that is his last gigantic drive. That is his last all-out diabolical scheme to destroy the kingdom of Jesus and to exalt his throne above the throne of God and the stars of God. But the devil was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now that is fire and sulfur, burning sulfur. The devil will be put in the lake. Now, let me point out something here that you know, most of you know it. And if you'll just think and if you'll give me a chance to talk to you, you'll see it. Now, hell, I prove this to you from the Bible. If you're willing to compare scripture with scripture and spiritual things with spiritual things in chapter 9, I prove to you that hell is in the center of this earth. I gave you various scriptures in the New Testament, and Jesus descended into the heart of the earth. And the psalmist said, "Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell." Now, Jesus went to the paradise side of hell, and he announced to the saints in the paradise side of hell, there was a gulf between the burning and the resting. The rich man went to hell, opened his eyes in a flame. Lazarus went to heaven, and he was in peace. Now, the thief, or rather, Jesus said to the thief, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." And Paul said he knew a man caught up into the third heaven. Now, when Jesus came out of paradise, he brought the spirits of the saints out with him, and he ascended far above all heavens. He preached to the spirits in prison. He that ascended, descended first. You'll find that in Ephesians 4, if you'll read it, Ephesians 4. So without a doubt, hell is in the center of the earth. But now wait a minute. When we have the new earth, there'll be no hell in the center of this earth. Hell will be completely, all of it, every iota of it, the fire, the demons, the wicked, will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, where the lake of fire and brimstone will be, I cannot answer. I do not know. The Bible does not pinpoint the lake. I don't know where it'll be, but don't you worry about that. That's God's business. That's none of my business, and don't make it yours. Because if you handle what God has given you to do, you won't have any time to worry about where the lake of fire will be located. Now, hell is in the center of the earth. And I'll read to you on the next broadcast, the Lord willing, that hell will give up the dead. And they'll be judged, and then death and hell and the wicked will be put into the lake of fire and brimstone. We'll find that in verses 11 through 15. All right, so when the devil is put in, we find that there are two other personalities there. Remember, I said, and it is Bible, there is a satanic trinity. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Now, in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and worshipped his image." These both, B-O-T-H, that spells both. That spells two, if you please, not one, but two, the beast and the false prophet, were cast alive, A-L-I-V-E, that's alive, into a lake burning of fire burning with brimstone. A lake of fire burning with brimstone. So now listen, beloved. Before the millennium begins, at the end of the battle of Armageddon, the beast and the false prophet are put into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, the millennium lasts 1,000 years, and at the end of the 1,000 years, the devil is put in, and the beast and the false prophet are there. And they are burning, and they've been burning 1,000 years. They are not burned up, and they will never burn up. Now, it doesn't make any difference to me what you've read, what you've heard. It doesn't make any difference to me what you believe. The Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible is true. And hell and the lake of fire and brimstone is eternal, everlasting, forever and ever. There is no end. The beast and the false prophet are put into the lake at the end of the battle of Armageddon. 1,000 years later, the devil is put in, and the beast and the false prophet are still there. Where the beast and the false prophet are, A-R-E, are. And they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, if you'll read back in Revelation 14, and verses 9 through 12, you'll find that the smoke of the torment of the beast worshippers ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now that's in Revelation 14:13. And the smoke of their torment, where there's smoke, there's fire, ascendeth up forever and ever, and that's eternal. And they have no rest, day or night. That's no rest at all. Who worship the beast, the image, and whosoever receives the mark. So when men tell you, when teachers and preachers and books and pamphlets, radio ministers, evangelists, Sunday school teachers, your professor at school, college, when they tell you that hell is not a real place and that hell is not everlasting, and if there is a hell, the wicked will burn up like a piece of paper or like rubbish, then you just refer them to the Word of God. And the Bible tells us that they will be tormented day and night forever and forever. And John, the beloved disciple, saw in the Spirit the beast and the false prophet put into the lake of fire. And then 1,000 years later, he saw the devil put in, and the beast and the false prophet were still there where they are. And they'll be tormented day and night forever and forever. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. And that's not a parable that occurred. And if you are so unfortunate as to spend eternity in hell, you'll meet the rich man. But please don't go. Meet Lazarus in the pearly white city. Now, I beg you today by the radio to read that verse of scripture and weigh it and read it again and look at it and see the truth set forth. The devil, the deceiver, the liar, the murderer, the one who is responsible for the damnation of every soul that burns in hell today and every soul that will burn in the lake of fire. He is the deceiver. He is the murderer, the liar. And one day he'll sit in the temple and announce that he's God. And the masses will go after him. And again he will get together a mighty army and attempt to overthrow God, as he did when he brainwashed the angels and led them to believe that they could overthrow God. And God threw him out, and the angels are reserved in chains in darkness, waiting the great judgment day. Now, I beg you, beloved, if you're not born again, I beg you to realize that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. It is appointed, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow. That is one appointment you'll keep. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us will give an account to God for himself. The wages of sin is death. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. But then, whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. If you're not born again, you can be. And if you're not born again, and you refuse to be born again today, the rapture takes place and you're left behind, you'll never be saved. All who've heard the truth and rejected the truth and had pleasure in unrighteousness and despised the truth will be sent strong delusion. They will believe the lie, the devil, the Antichrist, the devil in flesh, that they all might be damned. And so the beast and the false prophet will spend eternity in hell. The devil, the dragon, Satan will spend eternity in the lake of fire. The beast and the false prophet, of course, will spend eternity in the lake of fire, and the devil will be there in the lake of fire. And that is one big reason why I thank God that I'm not going. Say, did you know that if you die and spend eternity in hell, did you know the devil will remind you of this broadcast? He'll have 100 million years, you know, to remind you and everyone else that God did not intend for you to spend eternity in hell. God didn't want you to go there. God didn't create hell for you. God created hell for the devil and the devil's angels. God created hell for the devil and the devil's angels. You're not a devil. You're a sinner. You're not a devil. There is one devil. There are millions of demons and millions of sinners, but there's only one devil. God doesn't want you to spend eternity in hell, and I beg you to give your heart to Jesus right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, for his sake, honor, and for his glory, save every soul that's under conviction, deepen conviction, draw by thy mighty power, O God, and save the soul that's nearest hell. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and I would like to spend the last few minutes of the program telling you about our new gift offer for this week. We call it Gift Offer Z, the last letter of the alphabet, Offer Z. Now, it contains 2 books, a CD, and a soul winning booklet, and it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Now, I hope most of you can send at least $10 for this offer, and I hope that many, many more of you can send more than $10, because every donation you send ministry helps keep us on the air. So if you can send $20, $25, $50, or even more, I urge you to do so. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for Gift Offer Z, I'm going to send you first a book by my dad entitled The Mind. Now, this is a softback book, 80 pages long, an in-depth study of our mind, how the devil works on our mind, how the Holy Spirit protects us, and so on. The book starts this way. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. That's from Isaiah 26:3. Then Dr. Green says, here is given the Bible prescription for perfect peace. Wonderful, wonderful beginning to a very important book. Then we have another huge study by Dr. Green, Rightly Dividing the Word, a perfect bound book, 124 pages long. It's broken into 8 different studies, and each one of those will be a blessing to you as you study, rightly dividing the word. Then we have a compact disc, a CD of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians entitled Under His Wings. Now, this CD contains 14 great songs, including two beautiful medleys of songs and titles such as the title Under His Wings, also It Is Well With My Soul, At the Cross, Amazing Grace, and so on. Then finally, I'm going to send you five copies of our very popular soul-winning booklet, Millions Missing. It's wonderful to get out to the unsaved, especially at this time. So, to get all of this great material, two books, the CD, and the soul-winning booklet, just ask for Offer Z and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.